A giant wooden map of Alaska with a red ribbon marking most communities represented the hundreds of women lost. It was a backdrop for the rally podium, behind which was a row of empty red dresses, more representation of the missing.
You know, I can remember as a little girl hearing the stories, well, we don't know what ever happened to her, to my aunt or my cousin, or they're gone.
That's Tammy Giroux, the executive director of the Alaska Native Women's Resource Center. She spoke to the assembly of about 150 people in Golden Heart Plaza.
We have no closure with many of the women who die unexpectedly and unnaturally. The manner of death, while it is too often considered suspicious and often with visible injuries, is classified as accidental, suicidal, or undetermined.
The phenomenon of missing and murdered women whose cases don't get investigated is why the rally was held. Rena Kowalski organized the rally with others in Native Movement, a nationwide group with a local chapter.
We have the highest sexual assault and domestic violence rates. Indigenous people are the main demographic.
For the last 3 years, Alaska ranked first as the state with the highest homicide rate among women killed by men. Our proportion of 3 per 100,000 is more than double the national average. Last year, the Urban Indian Health Institute identified the state of Alaska as the fourth leading state for the number of cases, not the proportion of cases, of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. That number is reported as 52, but it's probably very low. There are a lot of problems with these data.
A lot of it's anecdotal because there's not a lot of statistics, and that's one of the struggles, is having accurate statistics.
Giroux encouraged participants to look up the NAMUS database. NAMUS, the National Missing and Unidentified Persons System. She said family and friends of missing people can contribute information. It's part of the National Institute of Justice, but it is not linked to other databases investigators might use. In October of 2017, Senator Lisa Murkowski co-sponsored Senate Bill 1942, the first piece of federal legislation specifically addressing the data problem with missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. Speaking about the issue again last fall, Senator Murkowski opened with remarks about the cases of Sophie Sergey, who was raped and murdered in Fairbanks, and 10-year-old Ashley Johnson Barr, who was raped and murdered in Kotzebue.
You don't ever forget these stories. You don't ever forget these beautiful 10-year-old children, or Sophie as a student in college.
The bill was passed out of the Senate last December, but has not moved in the U.S. House. There are many other barriers to fast, complete investigations, such as racism and a lack of cultural information. Shirley Moses, director of the Healing Native Hearts Coalition, says she would like to remove the 2-day wait for police to look into missing persons cases.
If Native women approach law enforcement asking for assistance, that the 48-hour wait be waived and that they initiate investigation right away, because those are crucial times, those first 48 hours, where it's a matter of life and death.
Participants at the rally marched to Fairbanks City Hall, chanting.
Protect our sisters!
Protect our sisters!
In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.